The conference is now being recorded. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Would you like me to do a roll call?
Yes, please.
All right, perfect. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the JIC call on the 20th of December 2011. On the call today, we have Rafik Damak, Avi Doria, Chris Dillon, and Edmund Cheung. From staff, we have Bart Boswinkel and myself, Natalie Peregrine. We have apologies from Fahd Bassani and Jan Zhang. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you, Natalie, and thank you everyone for joining the call. I sent around a pretty brief agenda today. Jane can join us. She has some emergency that she needs to tend to. So I guess we'll start off with a bit of an update from the work at the VIP, mainly the variant issues project, and then talk a little bit about the update on the on our draft of response to the August board resolution, and then come back to the initial report that hoping to finalize that and see if we are at a point we could post it out for public comments. So, with that, I guess I don't hear Dennis on the call. In terms of the VIP work, I have been following the integrated what is called the integrated team work, and we had a there were a couple of drafts were sent around. A face-to-face meeting was conducted about a week ago in LA, and so apparently the December 15th original target was missed a little bit. A further draft is actually I'm looking at it has just been sent out earlier to a few hours ago. It was supposed to be sent out yesterday, but in any case, it was sent out a few hours ago. I will circulate that latest draft to this group as well, I guess, as we speak, I guess. And so the timeline is now hoping to have this draft have this go out for for public comments end of this week or sometime next week, and then have it run for about 3-4 weeks for public comments, and then finalize everything in time for board consideration for Costa Rica. Through the course of the discussion, it became clear that this integrated issues report is going to be a more of a staff director report. So it's a not a community product. The study team reports would be more of a community product, and this integrated issues report would be a staff-directed report. There are some, there are quite some differences to it. I'm just about to forward it out so everyone can take a look. And I guess from there, we could consider further work on on one of the issues that we identified, which is the variant, IEM variant issue. So that's a brief update. I don't know whether anyone else has any thoughts on that and any questions. Hello? Are people still on? trying to make sure. Anyone who's on, can you speak up?
Yes, I'm on. This is Natalie.
Oh, okay.
I'm on. This is Chris.
Okay. So, I guess we'll forward it out. It's quite different from the study team reports. I don't think changed is the right word, but it is an attempt to consolidate some of the thoughts and to present a possible approach for further development of the work. So it's quite distinct from the study team reports, and I guess it will give us quite a bit to chew on when it comes out. I just forwarded to the list. Anyway, so I guess we can. One of the things that we can do is in the next couple of weeks take a look at the draft and whatever becomes the final version that goes out for public comments, and consider whether this group should try to draft some comments into the public comment process. Okay. Any further thoughts, questions on the VIP work?
Mute off.
Somebody trying to speak, or? Hearing nothing. If anyone's trying to speak, please jump in at any time. Okay. So the next item is the update on the response to the August board resolution. The process forward was that the GNSO Council and the CCNSO Council would consider it, and if they adopt it, then we'll forward it forward it to the board. What has happened is in the GNSO meeting last week, the letter and basically was adopted. The response was adopted, and in the as you can see from Jane's email to the mailing list early, not too long ago, the CCNSO Council has opted to draft a letter of their own. They appear to be still supportive of the work that we've done, but would be considering drafting a different letter. So that poses an interesting, I guess, situation for this group, as well as for, you know, how we should interact with both councils, and I guess, you know, I'd like to see if anyone has any thoughts on how we should go about the situation. So in summary, the GNSO Council has approved the letter, and the CCNSO Council did not approve the letter, but but we'll draft something on their own. So I wonder if Bart has anything to add to this, or anyone else have any thoughts on how, I guess, as a joint working group, we should proceed with this situation.
This is Aubrey. After Bart, can you put me in there?
It's people are fading. This is Bart. Can you hear me?
Yep. Bart, please go ahead.
No, I heard Avery saying something, but
yeah,
she was fading, and you as well at the end. Avery, you
I
wanted to say something
Bart,
first?
Please. I said, after Bart, please put me in the queue.
Okay. So the council meeting just finished about 1:15. They spent quite some time on it. And I think, say, my suggestion would be that at least the two chairs, so that's the chair of the CCNSO and the GNSO, get in touch with each other and sort out how they want to progress. So what could always happen, but that's more the logic of it, is that both the CCNSO and the GNSO send their own letter, but that would weaken the probably the message. The CCNSO, to be more specific, the CCNSO would say their intention is to ask more clarification at this stage to the board, say, what is the status and what are the, say, the specific questions to the ASEC, et cetera, and then move forward. At the same time, they still they support the original introduction of single IDN TLDs. So it's say that's what I suggested in the council call as well, that the chairs get in touch with each other.
Okay. Avery.
Yeah. Thanks. I was going to say something similar, but obviously from a different perspective, that yes, I think the GNSO and the CCNSO should attempt to have the same letter. And I think several times in other issues we've seen it, you know, a communication go back and forth between either two SOs or an SO and an AC trying to get things aligned. And I think that that would be the best option.
Right. Yeah, I very much concur. Even though it would take a bit long, I think that's probably the better approach at this point, unless it diverges significantly and is, you know, the letter that the CCNSO Council is interested in would be focused only on CC IDN CCTLDs, then there, at that point, we might have to take a look at, you know, how to go further. But at this point, I think probably in the GNSO resolution that we helped the GNSO Council draft, it also stated that in the that the letter would be sent only if there is mutual approval from both councils. So in this case, I mean, the GNSO is not, you know, without further resolution on the subject, the GNSO Council wouldn't be sending the letter out anyway. So that, you know, even in the case where each council would send their own letter, further action would need to be taken in the GNSO Council as well. So that's where we are at this point. So I guess as Bart and Avery both pointed to, I think probably the best for the GNSO Council and the CCNSO Council chairs to try to sort out how best to go about it. And I, you know, if it's probably useful for myself and Jane to join the discussion as well. I wonder, Bart, if you think it might be a good idea for maybe for me to start an email thread with Stefan and Leslie, Jane and I, and to start the discussion.
But this is more procedural step. I think as a first one is that Leslie informs Stefan of what has happened, and based on that one is as a next step is that they start involving the JIG, is where we are. So I'd say normally Leslie is quite quickly in following up on what has happened. So I think that would be the most appropriate route.
Okay. Yeah, I think that makes sense. I guess we'll wait for the signal from Leslie and the CCNS Council.
Yeah, and then it flows back and then you have a starting point for a conversation.
All right. Sounds good. And I think this presents us with a very interesting situation, and a situation where would provide actually good experience for these type of joint
yes
between SOs.
Yeah.
Any further issues or thoughts on this? If not, I'll move to the third item, which is the initial report on universal acceptance of IDNTLDs. I sent around a revised, an updated draft a few hours ago, and I wonder if people have had a chance to take a look at it. Basically, it added a number of things to it, relatively minor, mainly from the suggestions and comments received, especially from Avery. Spelled out some of the acronyms and added some more description to a couple of issues, especially as was discussed in Dakar. Most importantly, the topic of emerging industry standards such as the Mozilla public suffix list and how that plays a role in IDN TLDs, and as new IDN CCTLDs and IDN GTLDs are added, the situation where these lists are out of sync with the root list or root database managed at ICANN, and what should be done there, or you know, some you know community for further input on this particular issue. So, I wonder if anyone have any further thoughts or comments on it. And
this is Avery.
Yes, Avery, please go ahead.
Yeah, I think for the most part, I thank you for responding to most of my comments. And I think it's a lot clearer now, at least, you know, I understand it. The only question I still have, and I'm not sure it's in there, and I'm not even sure it needs to be in there, but it's a question, is what emerging industry standards? I see that I understand the suffix list, I understand the Wikipedia TLD list, but what emerging industry standards are we referring to specifically? And
specifically,
I don't see them
those
in
are the
note.
Two.
Maybe I'm missing them, but
yeah, those are the two that were listed.
Because it seems to be listed like they're. Oh, okay. I never mind. I'm being an idiot. I see the category difference. Never mind. I'm fine with it. Thanks.
Oh, okay. Because those were the two that we identified, but you know, I guess we just for completeness' sake, we're not saying that these are definitive. So if the public comments come back and other people identify some other lists
right.
or things, then you know that.
Yeah, this is Aubrey again. Maybe I can recommend because these are okay, and I see what I'm understanding incorrectly. First of all, you're right. It is B, and then there was I and II. I should have noticed that. I and II, Mozilla and Wikipedia, are not exactly industry standards. They may be de facto industry standards. And perhaps B, for pedants like me, might be better expressed as emerging de facto industry standards such as, and then leave it open with those two examples. And then... Because when I was thinking of industry standards, I was looking for W3C, I was looking for IETF, I was looking for IEEE, I was looking for an SDO, a Standards Development Organization, more than, you know, an industry de facto. And I agree that Mozilla and Wikipedia do establish de facto standardish things. But it would, I don't know if that wording... would be problematic, but I'd suggest something like that. And maybe it's just for pedants like me. Thanks.
No, thank you, Avery. I think, you know, the just calling it de facto would probably be more clear. I usually use industry standards versus internet standards, but I think the way you described it is probably clearer for most readers. So I'll update that. Anything else that people? First, since you haven't quite joined us before, I was wondering if you have had a chance to take a look and if you have any thoughts on the document. Chris, are you still here with us?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes, I had a look at the document and actually found very little to comment about it. I mean, obviously, as a representative of academia, I look at some of the sections and wish that academia was perhaps mentioned as being some of the organizations that ICANN is interested in involving in this, but that's really about as far as I got as regards criticism.
If you have if you think there are a few organizations that you would insert in there, please feel free to add to the list.
I would like to see, not specific organizations, but just more of a mention of academia, because at the moment not very many academic organizations attend ICANN meetings. I always sort of look out for them and I don't really see them, it would be good if there was more mention, because at the end of the day they will be able to provide unbiased comments on various matters.
I think that is valuable for the ICANN community for sure. I wonder if thinking out loud here and making a suggestion, perhaps in various areas, especially under two, where which organizations ICANN should try to work with, we can add a sort of a generic description of as well as academic organizations or institutions. Sort of relevant academic organizations and institutions.
Yes, at the moment, as I say, it does seem as if relatively few are active in the area, but it would be nice to try and open it out, perhaps.
Sure. Do you have a such as because that helps, us and readers better understand, what are the kinds of people we're talking about?
Oddly enough, if you were actually to say academic organizations involved in internet governance, for example, that would really close it down to a very, very small number of universities. So my own preference would be actually to leave it quite open, in the hope that you actually encourage various academic organizations to get involved.
So I guess your suggestion is just to leave it at a generic description and not have a such as or example.
I mean, one could give examples such, one could list subject areas. So, this might be, areas such as internet law, so academic organizations researching or teaching internet law. You could also perhaps mention universities teaching large numbers of languages. Because the whole IDN area is of potential interest to them.
Okay. So that would still be a generic statement rather
yes.
than an actual
yes.
Organization or university or.
Yes.
Okay. No, I think that is fine. And I'll add that along with Avery's suggestion earlier.
Thank you.
Any further thoughts or comments? Rafiq, are you still with us? Okay. Well, I guess hearing none. I'm interested to know in terms of the timing, because I recently have been in discussion with Carla and the new GTLD team. They're also looking at this subject, and we're trying to see if there are things we can do together, and also try to reach more people in the community to get their feedback on some of the topics that we've raised and some of the questions that we've raised. So in terms of timing, I'd like to turn around this document with the final touches that we just discussed and see if we can post it for public comments shortly. In terms of the, staff side, Bart or Natalie, I wonder what is, are the offices still open next week?
No, they aren't, but it's, I think you have a couple of points. I think if you turn it around, say, to strengthen the document and to avoid discussion, I would suggest that the working group adopts it as such on the email list over the next couple of days, and that,
right.
say, the offices and staff is the offices are closed next week as of Friday afternoon, and they open up again on the 3rd of January, and I suggest that the first week of January, the working group posts its interim document, because nothing will happen during the seasonal break anyway, and it strengthens. It's like not to be accused of being a thief in the night, publishing something just before the seasonal break while nobody's reading email anyway. So publish it around, the first week of January.
Given the time, though, especially if the I understand that the new GTLD group is interested in putting this out, and also we are a little bit late on our own schedule. We are supposed to put this out for public comments within this year. I'm hoping that if I can turn this around and have a couple of days of for us to confirm it, and if we can have this posted on Friday, that would work well. I guess the question is how who would be able to help us do that? Bart, would you be or Natalie, and whether timing might work, because that allows us to have this published within the year. At least we're not optically we're not as far off, but we could put it out for a longer period.
That's no issue. Say I'm available. If you have it by Friday, and I can prepare it and see if MDR staff is available to publish it on Friday, that wouldn't be too much of an issue. It's more but that's a working group decision, is what is best optically, and you can prolong it. But say, how it works, and if you have the buy-in, and if you consider it, you have the buy-in of the working group before Friday on a final draft text, that's fine.
Sure. What do others think, Avery?
This is Avery.
Yeah, hi.
I always have an opinion. For me, the holiday is solstice, and that's today. And, you know, I'm not sure about people not reading during the period just because ICANN is closed. So I would suggest that if people can fit it into the schedule, because I know when people are rushing towards the holiday, they've got a fixed amount of work they've got to get done, and adding something on the Tuesday, Wednesday may be unkind to people that are trying to get out to vacation. But if it can be handled, I think your suggestion of making it a slightly longer period but getting it out as soon as you can is reasonable.
Mm.
As I say, a lot of us don't take off the next 2 weeks. They're slightly quieter. We can catch up on our reading. We can do a lot of work without having, you know, lots of meetings. And so that's a great working period. So, you know, and happy solstice, everyone. Thanks.
Yeah, as I said, that's up to the working group. If I have a final text, say, by Friday morning my time, and I can prepare the public comment document and et cetera in advance, we should be able to publish it on Friday. But
okay.
That depends a bit on MDR. But it's more the working group. If you feel comfortable with the final text.
Okay, so I guess most of the texts have been quite stable for some time now, and unless others speak strongly against it, I'd like to try to turn around the final two edits probably in the next hour or so, and we'll circulate it one last time for a couple of days. To the end of Thursday, and if we don't see any further requests for adjustments, then we'll consider it finalized and pass it over to staff Friday morning, I guess Asia time. That gives us Bart, it gives you some time. I guess you're in the European time zone.
Yeah.
And then the Friday to work on it, and then pass it over to the team in U.S. Pacific time.
Yeah, so I can do the preparatory work anyway. So that's not the issue. So I can't control the MDR and what they need to publish. But what I can do in advance, I can do in advance. So, and it's up to when you have the final text ready.
Understand. So I guess that's at least that's the current target and plan. And thanks, Bart, for being flexible. And we'll hope that staff could turn around. I agree very much with Avery. And in fact, of the last quite a number of Christmas and holidays, it is the best time to read up on this very. These very exciting documents. So that's also part of the motivation of trying to get it out, because people do tend to browse around for the stuff during this time. Okay. So I guess with that we are this is a pretty short meeting. We shortened it because of the tech. Issues earlier, but this actually brings us to the end of the meeting, just in time. So I wonder if anyone has any further things they want to raise before we close the call.
I assume we're not going to meet until after I can't come back to work.
Right. So that's a good question. So would we be able to go back to the cycle So that this, you know, our next meeting would be 2 weeks from now. That would be January 3rd. Is that a possibility, or should we move it further to January 10th, given the time zones?
I would recommend moving it to 1 more week.
Okay.
And restarting the cycle on the 10th.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I think that makes sense. So, Natalie and Bart, I guess you got that?
Yep. We'll sort it out.
Cool. And should we move it back to the 12 UTC or the 13 UTC time?
Yeah, that's again up to you. Say 1300 is easier for the people in say that's 2 p.m. CAT. It's easier for the people on the East Coast, and in say like Avery or in the U.S., but more difficult in Asia. So it's up to you.
No, I'm fine. The later, the better for me, actually. So let's keep it at 1300 then. 1300 UTC. At least
1300
for the,
UTC. Okay.
Winter time. 1300 UTC for the, I guess, for the winter time, and then we'll revisit this when we go back to summertime.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the next meeting will be on the 10th of January at 1300 UTC.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. So I guess with that, thank you everyone for taking your time, and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And Happy Hanukkah and Saturnalia and Solstice too.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Everyone. Bye.
Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Thank you very much. Zvonitu, could you please stop the recordings?
Recording will now be stopped. Thank you.
Thank you very much.